Good morning. I am the Reverend Lisa Bobby Kemper. My pronouns are she, her. In this community challenged by our liberating faith, we discover deeper spiritual meaning, nurture loving community, cultivate courageous connections, and partner in the work of justice. This is our February Community Sunday, in which we have a number of engaging activities you are invited to participate in following our shortened multi-generational service. We will describe your breakout group activities toward the end of this service time. Welcome to each and every one of you with us on the live stream and in person. We're pleased to have newcomers and guests with us in this room and participating virtually, especially this morning. We are happy to welcome our musical guests for Shilling Short. I was told that I needed to say it quickly. Thank you for coming to offer what I hear was a wonderful concert last night and to join us in worship. If you are new here, I encourage you to reach out to our Director of Member Relations, Kelly Green. Her email and her photograph are on the screen. And we have large print orders of service, personal hearing assistance devices, and an elevator available. There's also a healing loop. hearing loop. In our alternate worship space, the Bernstein Room. We have coloring pages and fidgets for all ages in the vestibule, if that's useful to you or to your children. This morning, we invite you to consider love in all its forms, personal, communal, and global. Love is sometimes about one-on-one relationship and how we commit to be in a relationship guided by love. Love is sometimes about community and how we treat each other as a group with love at the center. Love is sometimes about the whole world and how we embrace it in a way that transforms the world around us. How do we want to be loved? How does love show itself? How do we share love? So again, a warm welcome to each and every one of you, whether you are here in person or joining via live stream, whether today is your first or your 1,000th Sunday in our midst, we are stronger because you are here. We are one people of many beliefs, origins, identities, and genders. We are all growing, all learning, all loved. It is good to be together. And now I invite you to take a deep breath and settle in as our service begins. Please rise in body or spirit and join in singing our opening song, number 153 in the Teal Hymnal, or the words are on your screen, How Could Anyone?
This day where we honor love in all its forms, I am particularly tickled to see the little ones down front. I love you. Today's chalice lighting comes to us from Sherry Woodbury. Again, we reground ourselves here in our highest values. Love is the center and foundation of this faith. Love is the power that holds us together as a community. As we enter into worship, then, let us open our hearts to the healing power of liberating love. Because love is not only something we receive, but something we practice in community. Let fall away all that may distract us from the wholehearted practice of love. Let us be accountable to one another for doing the work of living our shared values through the spiritual discipline of love. As we continue to listen and learn, to act and grow, may each unfold in wholeness, both deeply loving and truly loved. We light this chalice for the power and precious gift of love. Two readings. The first is Love Demands Courage by Patty Willis. When you fell in love, did the earth move beneath you? Or did love surround you slowly like gentle waves you hardly noticed until they reached your heart? In other stories, we listen for our own, of love that lasted 60 years, or 5 months, or 3 days. Have you waited as I have for someone to call? Or did you wait by the phone, picking it up, putting it down, and picking it up again? Have you stood next to your beloved, angry and tired and thinking, if you say I'm sorry first, I will say it too? Have you wondered if your heart could bear the grief of your beloved's passing? Love demands courage. Loving sometimes takes all that we have. Whether you are single or part of a pair or more, newly in love or in love for so long you cannot remember, love demands courage. Loving sometimes takes all that we have. Love Can Keep Us Company by Jen Crow. Love can work its way into improbable and impossible situations. Like water over stone, it has the potential to wear down our suffering, create new pathways of possibility, and support life in inhospitable terrain. Love can't fix every situation, but it does have a way on working on us and opening portals to our closed hearts. Love keeps us company, settling in beside the unlikely good or the unlikely bad that comes our way. The house struck by lightning and set afire in the middle of the night, the child lost, the immigration case that goes well or poorly, the lottery ticket, the car accident, the diagnosis and the deliverance from evil. None of it deserved, all of it happening all the same. Love cannot fix everything, but it can keep us company. It can help us imagine ourselves through the perspective of others, the ones who won't give up, who whisper through the ages, "Let's see what a little love can do."
I invite you to join me in a time of contemplation or prayer, to breathe deeply, maybe settle in your seat, be aware of the earth beneath you. Be present to the spirit of life which is in us, and through us and around us. Be present to those human connections that give us strength when we struggle and celebrate with us when we are joyful. The gathered community hears and holds both difficulty and ease as we honor the experiences that make each of us who we are. Today, we hold in our hearts Paul Mitchell and Valerie Vickers, who are dealing with COVID. For all of the people in the path of war and destruction, particularly those in Gaza. We hold them in fiercest love. I invite you to join me in a moment of silence as we honor all the concerns and joys sitting with us in the room today, whether they were spoken aloud or whether they remain in our hearts. You are welcome to light a candle during the time when we collect our offering, which will be in just a moment. We are grateful to our members who pledge their generous financial support, who make regular contributions to sustain the work of the congregation. And as I've said, if you want to come forward as the offering is collected to light a candle, I have to tell you, I was in a gathering of ministers all week last week, and we had to remind each other to tip the unlighted candle into the flame, just so it isn't just, I mean, we have to remind ourselves too. That tends to be the safest way to do it, to tip the unlit candle into the flame rather than the other way around. It made me giggle when we had to have that reminder. Our offering will be received, and you may come forward to light candles. Thank you.
Again, I'd like to thank Four Shilling Short for coming and providing such beautiful music. So yes, we can give them. So at the conclusion of our service in just a few moments, you will be invited to participate in one of our Community Sunday sessions. Listed on the screen now, yes, they will be listed again at the end of the service. There's one change this morning. The Bridging the Gap generational conversation is not happening and had to be postponed. So the first one is Around the World in 30 Instruments in here in the sanctuary with our wonderful guest musicians. The next one is What Would You Do? Looking at different situations that you might be in at church and engaging in that sort of relational dealing with that. That is now going to be in Bernstein. And then the last one is Sharing the Love. We're going to talk about the story of Valentine's Day and create something that you can share with someone that you love and care about, and we'll be in Freeman Hall. Please rise in body or spirit to sing our closing song, number 131 in the gray hymnal, Love Will Guide Us.
I share these words by Laura Riordan Berardi, Find Love, Be Love. May we find love in this place, love in our hearts, love for the broken down, love for the lonely, love for the yet to feel whole, love for those in between, love for those out of our reach. May we find love, add love and be love in this world. Amen. Our service is ending. Please join me in reading the words on the screen as I extinguish the chalice. We extinguish this flame, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire of commitment. These we carry in our hearts.
And it's got a really easy chorus. Pass it on, pass it on. The gift of love is free. Pass it on.
So please join in.